Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Humat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Well, I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. How about you guys? Yes, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year's right
Santa
around the corner.
Come down your chimney?
That's right.
Yes.
Did he?
He did. He did.
Okay.
I had to turn off the gas a bit. But,
It's a new day for Santa. It's a new day.
Yes.
Hey, welcome, everybody. So glad you could be with us. You know, in years past, we used to tell ourselves, well, nobody's listening on the day after Christmas or, you know, on big holidays.
Well, the important people are.
Well, the
smart people.
The smart people.
The truly dedicated people are.
Keep listening to Leading Edge Medicine.
I guess my question is, did Santa eat the cookies or not? Did you leave him cookies?
No, vending doesn't do cookies in our house, even for Santa. And he's already fat.
Did you leave him some carrots for Rudolph?
He had some soy milk and...
Please.
Oh, dear.
We've taken this as far as we can take it right now, folks.
My 8-year-old daughter was telling us or was speculating on how Santa gets down the chimney in these days when we don't have big stone chimneys in movies.
Mm-hmm.
We have these little tiny stovepipe things that come up through the roof.
Uh-huh.
And how does he get down that?
Mm-hmm.
And we finally settled on the fact that, well, his bag is somewhat analogous to Harry Potter's wand. His bag, you know, in Harry Potter, they have this box, you know, and people can go in the box and so the bag is kind of like that. You know, they have these things where he waves his wand and they suddenly, like a whirlwind, they go from hither to yon.
Yep, yes.
And that's how he gets down those little tiny stovepipes.
Good. Like I said, we must change our topic right
well,
now.
Listen, 8-year-olds are inventive. You know?
Yes, they are.
They really are.
Yes,
beautiful
they are.
Imaginations, too. I love it.
So what we usually do, we're creating this program just for today, the day after Christmas. But people are still very interested, obviously, in the chaos associated with COVID-19. And so why don't, there's a couple of little things you want to talk about, both of you. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the very latest on vaccines. And then there's some new news that I think is interesting.
Okay, well, yeah. The whole vaccine situation is very interesting. You know, we now have two of them in the market, one by Moderna and the other by Pfizer.
Right.
And I sent you and some of the other docs out an interesting paper. If you look at the original papers that Pfizer and Moderna did, they give the data on how many people got sick so many days after their injections.
Right.
It turns out that the first injection, almost everybody who was going to get sick between the first and second injection got sick in the first 5 or 6 days.
Right, yeah.
And in less than 10 days, there was a 90% reduction in the rate at which people were getting sick.
Hmm.
Now, that was the first shot. That was not waiting for the second shot.
Okay.
And so between that first and third week when they got the shots, they got the second shot, there was already a 90% reduction in you know, it was actually 92%.
Wow.
And so at least in the short term, that second shot only added 2.5%.
I saw that. You sent that to me, too.
To our protection. So what we don't know, because they did not just say, hey, wait a minute, you know, these people after one shot are getting great protection.
Right.
Let's wait and see how long that lasts.
Right.
We don't know.
Exactly.
Because at 3 weeks, they gave them all a second shot because that's what the study called for. It would have been interesting to see if 2-3 months up the road, that first shot had still given us only, 92% protection.
Well, maybe they'll do that in the future, Jerry. Right now, the urgency was to get treatment on the road and get
Absolutely.
It to people. And
sure. On the other hand, if you can knock it down by 92% with one shot, and you got enough vaccine to give people two shots, you can vaccinate twice as many people.
Well, for sure. But, you know, for so many other things, we have to give more than one set of vaccines anyway.
Yes,
so I guess maybe historically they knew that they would have to give more, so let's not waste time.
So is the second shot the exact same stuff?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Same thing, same dose,
yes.
same everything.
For another 2%?
2.5%.
You know, yeah.
But see, the problem is we don't know that 92% protection –
Yeah.
Might have only lasted 2 or 3 months, and then you take the second shot and you get a great big, get the boost. But on the other hand, it would have been interesting if we had a less fatal disease to say, hey, let's watch these people longer and see, because if we can vaccinate twice as many people and then come back and give folks a booster 3 to 6 months up the road after everybody's had their first shot, that would have been nice, but we just don't know. We don't have the data, but we do know that illnesses, within less than a week after the first shot, resistance to the disease dramatically improves, and 92% of the people are safe.
Yeah,
for at least long enough to get the second shot.
Right.
Yeah, we really don't know how longer. I had somebody tell me that they'd had COVID. And now they were being told they were probably safe for another 3 months.
We don't know how long. You know, what we do know is that they have gone out 3 and 4 months and rechecked people's antibody levels.
Yeah.
And we know that the average person who gets sick will be safe for at least 3 to 4 months. It may turn out to be 6 months, a year, 18 months for life. We don't know.
Okay.
But we know that levels are dropping over time, at least for the antibody, the B cell protection. But the killer T cells may well be there for life. Again, the disease is too new. We just don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the good news is vaccine is out there.
Yes.
Okay.
So let's say, okay, I am over 65. I'm 71.
Yeah.
So am I going to be notified that it's available, or I have to go looking for it?
That is driving me crazy right now. I am trying to figure out how to just get my doctors and my clinic on the list.
To be able to give the shot?
To be able to get the shots.
Oh, to get it. Oh, okay.
to give it, you have to have, for the Pfizer, you have to have ultra cold storage, 180 degrees below zero.
Mm-hmm.
And each packet that they send you has 975 doses. Well, there's no way on earth we can use 975 doses within the 2 week period that you have to use it.
Yeah.
You can only open the container no more than twice a week.
Well, how does that work?
Because they want to make sure it stays cold.
Well, yeah, I understand.
And so what you got to have is a whole lot of people to get a shot in a big hurry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, lined up out the door, literally,
24/7.
Really
what you do is you have to be a big hospital.
Yeah.
You get
a
long line of people. You take it out. You go shot.
Yeah.
You know, now Moderna doesn't have to be as cold. You can keep it in a regular freezer. And, you get it out and use it within 30 minutes of the time you take it out of the freezer and you're okay.
All right.
And it comes in aliquots of 100 instead of 975, makes a lot more sense. But I checked with the state and said, how do I get my clinic on the list? They said, well, check with your local hospital because we're working through them. So I checked with two of our local hospitals and I said, hey, guys, who's in charge of your vaccine? And the people I was talking to said, I don't know. I said, well, why don't you give me your pulmonary medicine folks? Because they're the ones that are treating the COVID. And so I talked to them and they said, well, here you call these folks down in infectious disease. So I called the guys in infectious disease and said, well, we don't have any vaccines. We have no idea how to get people on a list.
Mm.
So we're just going to go in round and round and round. We may have to all end up waiting and going to Walgreens and getting it whenever. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't know either.
Well you you also were talking about, before we started this morning, about some new drug that's pretty
ivermectin.
Exciting.
Yeah, not really new, been around since the 1980s. But it's a anti-parasite drug,
right.
Actually. In the United States, it's used by veterinarians primarily to worm dogs and cats, and I guess horses and whatever. But it is used in people in most tropical countries, and it's turning out that in most of the tropical countries that use ivermectin prophylactically so people don't get their parasitic diseases.
Right.
They'll take, you know, one or two pills a week.
Yeah.
The incidence of COVID in those countries is extremely low.
Hmm.
It turns out that it seems to be a pretty good prophylaxis.
Hmm.
There was a study down in South America. I'm trying to remember exactly which hospital group did it. They basically used it as prophylaxis for first responders.
Okay.
Ambulance drivers, policemen, that sort of thing. And they gave it to 500 and some odd first responders. At the end of the 3 or 4 month study, 57% of the people that were not given it for prophylaxis had contracted COVID.
Okay.
And 3% of those that did use it contracted.
Such COVID. A huge difference.
Enormous difference. 57% to
3%. 3%,
So at least as a prophylaxis, that's pretty convincing.
Sure.
A hospital in Florida tried this in 200 and some odd people. And they only treated people that had been hospitalized. These were not mild cases. And most of the people had been actually intubated, and just giving them one dose, a single 200 milligram pill, reduced the death rate from 25% to 15%.
Wow.
Which is
one pill.
One pill. I mean, that's like 40% reduction in death rates from a single pill.
Wow.
So that's kind of impressive.
Yeah.
The only thing or fly in this ointment is, A, we don't have studies on modestly sick people. And that's really when you'd want to take it, is when you first get sick.
Yeah.
You don't want to wait till you're, you know, in the hospital on oxygen and ready to be ventilated. And it's coming along so late.
Yeah.
When the vaccines are already in the community and starting to spread. I mean, right here, right now, we should have, by today, if the authorities have done their job right, everybody in every nursing home should have been vaccinated by now.
Mm.
Well, those nursing home patients, even though they're only 0.6%, account for 40% of the deaths in the country.
Mm-hmm.
All of them should have been vaccinated by now. All of the caregivers for those people should have been vaccinated. All of the doctors, nurses, aides, technicians, and janitors that work in the COVID units in the hospitals should have been vaccinated by now.
Right.
And we should be spreading it out. We should have enough vaccine in the next week or two to treat everybody over about 75, which just that should reduce our death rate by 85-90%.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
So we should pretty much be there by now. I mean, I don't know how effective or how efficiently they are doing the vaccinations, because I ain't got none yet for my people. But assuming the hospital organizations are getting a whole lot better treatment than we are, our death rates in this country should be plummeting over the course of the next weeks. Now, you realize the average person who dies from this disease has been in the hospital an average of 20 days.
Mm.
Oh, long time.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, the fact that we are immunizing them now means those that are already sick and in the hospital will still be dying for a couple more weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But the rate should be diminishing
dramatically.
And
should be,
And by the end of January, death rates in this country should be extremely low.
Yeah.
Wow. So what did the hospitals tell you? Are people just showing up at the hospital for shots?
No. Again, everybody I'm talking to says, well, somebody's in charge of this, but nobody seems to know who. And if they know, they sure as hell aren't telling me. So I don't know.
All right. Well, we got to go to a break. But when we come back, I've got another question or two for you. Then we'll take some calls. We're glad you're with us this morning here on Leading Edge Medicine. Get ready to make a turkey sandwich for lunch, right?
Little dressing and cranberries.
And cranberries. Oh, my goodness. We'll be right back.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Leading Edge Medicine. For the first time in history, you can choose how to age.
When considering stem cell therapy, it only makes sense to consider the only doctor with over 30 years of legitimate experience in pain management that deals with stem cell therapy. And that's Dr. Dan Nelson with Pro Ortho. Listen to what a satisfied patient had to say.
I'm in my mid-70s, and I had had my left knee replaced. I just hated that whole process, and that motivated me not to do that again. It's time to get information about other alternatives, and I want people to know right from the beginning that I was so impressed by your staff, and so I got all my questions answered and was really guided very carefully, and that meant a lot to me. So I would say you are not taking any risk or losing anything by using this opportunity of contemporary medicine.
And comparing one to the other on a scale of 1 to 10?
I would say the stem cells a 10, the knee replacement to me like a 3, and it's a miracle, really.
You should consider stem cell therapy, but call someone with experience. Dr. Dan Nelson with Pro Ortho in Kirkland, 425-823-4000, 425-823-4000.
I'm in the longevity program in Linwood with Dr. Armstrong, and I'm very happy. And one of the things I realized why it's being very successful for me is that I feel like I have a personal coach.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down.
Hey, welcome back, folks. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Pete Talbot. I've got Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. Samira Umat with me here in the studio. The day after Christmas, we hope you are enjoying a little time off if you're not into the madness of retail. But, you know, we were just talking about vaccines and things like that. Before we started the show, you were telling me about a patient that got...
Yes.
The virus.
Yes.
And what did they tell you?
Well, we've been tracking our patients in all three clinics that have been affected by the virus, and we have some, and we're looking for outcomes. So far, everybody has recovered without any side effects. I'm very, very thankful for that. But I think the most affected was one of my patients who actually needed to be in the ICU. And she had pneumonia, and she actually did get remdesivir as well. The interesting thing that I found out was that she was only there for 6 days for the dose. They said that she was doing so well that they felt guilty being there, but they needed to complete the treatment. They couldn't leave earlier. And she did amazingly well. She was out of there in 6 days and has recovering at home doing just fine.
Didn't her husband make a comment or two about that?
Yeah, he did. He did. He said that others in the hospital at the same time in the ICU were not doing as well as she was. And his belief was that the program, that longevity program, really helped her turn around so quickly.
Well, you know, Jerry, for as long as I've known you, almost 22 years, you have always referred to longevity as the ultimate
preventive medicine clinic. Yeah,
that's right. And so this is what we do. This is what you do. This is what our doctors do, is help people build their immune system, mm-hmm. get strong, vital, what
strong,
have you.
Strong, fast, lean, yeah. smart, and sexy.
Yeah.
After 22 years, you've got to have that now.
Now, you know, I mean, I don't know all the details in this case, right?
But well, sure,
all I
but
do know is that she, you know, she got the pneumonia. She was in the ICU. She did get remdesivir. She was out of there in 6 days.
Well, and last time I saw the count, we've had a total of, what, 13 people or so?
Yes, that is correct.
You know, I mean, we've got 13,000, 14,000 patients.
Yeah.
And, 1,300 patients.
Yeah,
right. Not 1,000. But 13 out of that, so about 1% of our patient population has gotten sick, but it has been, by and large, very mild illnesses.
So,
most
yes,
of our people,
correct.
They turn positive, they get a few minor symptoms, and they're out running
so
around again.
So they are smaller numbers than the national averages. And given the fact that our patient population age group is in the high risk.
Yeah, that's important to note.
Yes.
We have older people.
Yes, we do.
And you know, we do not have very many that have been hospitalized at all.
That is correct. So, I mean, she's the one, and actually there was one other that I know of. So there's two that I know of the 13 that needed to be hospitalized. Both of them are out.
Yeah.
Well, there is a reason for that, in my opinion. I think it's quite logical. Statistics don't often lie. The bottom line is this is just another good reason for you to consider becoming a patient at Longevity. We are still, here it is, 2021, we are still going to continue on with our free health analysis appointments. And yes, I know a lot of you are wondering if we are going to still give away the $100 of free supplements. At least for the time being, yes, we are. You not only get the two free tests here, the blood test and the special in-body, but we're giving $100 of free longevity supplements just for coming in. If you don't measure, you don't know. So, hey, we're going to measure for you. It's easy to do. You make your own appointment at lmclinic.com. If the first of the year is not a good time for you to consider being a patient at Longevity, I don't know when is. LMClinic.com is how you make your own appointment. Easy to do. Or you can call us at 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. I hope you'll do that. Let's make 2021 a really, really good year for you. All right, let's go to some calls.
Okay, to Tacoma we go. And Lee. Lee, welcome to the show.
Hello, Lee.
Good morning. My question is, I have been diagnosed with neuropathy, and I wonder, is there anything to do for this? Something was said once about spinal stenosis having surgery out in the lower section of the spine.
Okay. The question is, why do you have the neuropathy?
And also, what are your symptoms?
Know.
Pain?
Can you tell us about your neuropathy? What are you experiencing?
Yes. I wake up in the middle of the night, and I have during the day these little sharp little prickly feelings in my feet, and it goes up to halfway to my calf. And it's not painful, but a friend of mine, someone I know, I should say, not a friend, is in a wheelchair now, and I wanted to know if that's what's going to happen to me.
We hope not. You know, it depends on why you're getting neuropathy. There's a lot of forms. Neuropathy just means the nerves aren't working well.
Exactly.
Peripheral neuropathy means the nerves out in your periphery of your body, that is the feet and ankles or hands, are not working well. It doesn't tell us why they're not working well. The most common cause of neuropathy is being either pre-diabetic or diabetic. If you have insulin resistance and are having to drive your pancreas is kicking insulin levels quite high in an effort to try to drive sugar into the cells, that is the single most common cause of peripheral neuropathy. and correcting the insulin resistance and giving you supplements and dietary and so on to improve the blood flow to those nerves will often resolve the neuropathy. If, on the other hand, you've got spinal stenosis, if you've got narrowing of the vertebral bodies that are basically crushing those nerves that go down to your feet and legs, that's a whole different issue. Then you need something to take that pressure off the nerves. And that's a, you know.
I was diagnosed with spinal stenosis about 20 years ago. He said I had very narrow opening.
Okay. Once more, though, the problem, having spinal stenosis may or may not be causing your problem. It is possible, especially as we age, to have more than one reason.
Sure.
You can have insulin resistance.
That would be pre-diabetes.
Yeah, you can be a pre-diabetic, and, you know, pre-diabetes just means the damage of diabetes is happening to you more slowly than it is to people that are frank diabetics.
But it's happening.
But it's happening. You're getting the same changes. They're just happening slower. I'd do a dual approach on you. One thing is I would send you for a nerve conduction study. And the nerve conduction study will tell us where your nerves are dysfunctional. If it's from your spine, we'll see that defect go all the way up to the spine, all the way up the leg. If you are having a strict peripheral neuropathy due to your prediabetes, that's a whole different pathology, and that will not show the same lesion. Then you'll just have more localized lesions. So first diagnosis, then therapy.
Yes.
Let's find out whether this is caused by the spinal stenosis, in which case you're going to need a pain medicine and or orthopedic surgeon to come in.
Or a neurosurgeon.
Or a neurosurgeon, yeah.
So you said you've had spinal stenosis for 20 years. Have you had nerve conduction studies?
No.
You have
that
not?
That was just something they threw at me when I went in for severe back pain. And when they did this, x-rays and things, he said, you know, you have the onset. Looks like spinal stenosis.
Okay.
And then nothing more was said or done.
Yeah.
And I didn't have any of these issues with the tingly's feelings until about the last 3 months.
Okay. Yeah, then I would be looking at your insulin and your glucose curves.
So a few months ago, Dr. Dan Nelson was here as our guest on the radio show, and he mentioned a procedure called Superion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's new, and he does offer it, and it's for patients who have spinal stenosis and peripheral neuropathy. So it might be worthwhile to give him a call.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And to go see him and see if he can help you.
And to tell you, let me give you his number. Dr. Dan Nelson, he's with Pro Ortho in Totem Lake. And Lee, you're in Tacoma, so you'd have a 45-minute drive or so, but that's okay. It's worth it. You need to see Dr. Dan Nelson. His office number is 425-823-4000.
Okay, got that.
425-823-4000.
And if your spinal stenosis is not being caused, or if your neuropathy is not being caused from the spinal stenosis, then let us work up and see what else is going on.
Yeah.
Because if you are getting peripheral neuropathy due to your insulin resistance and or rising sugars, that's something that's in our ballpark, and we can do a great job of cleaning that up for you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lee. One thing I love about Leading Edge Medicine is the variety of calls. We get some similar calls about various things, but this is fun. It's time for a break, but we'll be back before you know it.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Pete
Talbot again, and we are so proud here on Leading Edge Medicine to have such respected and truly qualified medical doctors, researchers, and plenty of guests on our show. This is especially true with Dr. Michael Gilbert from Northwest Vision Institute. But you need to know, it's not just my opinion.
What impressed me is that they're extremely professional, high-tech. I was there getting different tests and so forth, and I was extremely impressed because I've been to another ophthalmologist, and to tell you the truth, it was old school. And all of his staff, they treat you well. You just feel like you're at a party. You just feel comfortable. It was just awesome.
If it's been over a year since you've had your eyes checked, call and schedule an appointment with one of the Northwest's best. Dr. Michael Gilbert at Northwest Vision Institute. Call 425-450-2020. That's 425-450-2020.
Did you know coffee is the number two commodity in the world, only behind oil is number one? That's right. And with everyone staying at home as much as we are right now due to the pandemic, people are drinking more coffee than ever before. And Kamano Island coffee is the very best of the very best. Organic Arabica beans. Fairly traded, of course. Grown at high altitudes and in the shade, which makes all the difference in the world. With incredibly low acidity and flavor that is simply outstanding. And here's a special longevity offer for you. If you consider yourself a coffee connoisseur, or you simply want the very best cup of coffee available, try a full pound of Kamano Island coffee for 99 cents. That's right, just 99 cents. You will taste the difference in your very first cup. A full pound for only 99 cents. Simply go to KamanoIslandCoffee.com/longevity. KamanoIslandCoffee.com/longevity.
I'm in the longevity program in Linwood with Dr. Armstrong, and I'm very happy. And one of the things I realized why it's being very successful for me is that I feel like I have a personal coach.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. He was barking at the two men who were gambling in the dark.
Hey, welcome back, folks. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Pete Talbot. I've got Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. Samira Umat with me here in the studio. The day after Christmas, we hope you are enjoying a little time off if you're not into the madness of retail. But, you know, we were just talking about vaccines and things like that. Before we started the show, you were telling me about a patient that got the virus.
Yes.
And what did they tell you?
Well, we've been tracking our patients in all three clinics that have been affected by the virus, and we have some, and we're looking for outcomes. So far, everybody has recovered without any side effects. I'm very, very thankful for that. But I think the most affected was one of my patients who actually needed to be in the ICU, and she had pneumonia, and she actually did get remdesivir as well. The interesting thing that I found out was that she was only there for 6 days for the dose. They said that she was doing so well that they felt guilty being there, but they needed to complete the treatment. They couldn't leave earlier. And she did amazingly well. She was out of there in 6 days and has recovering at home, doing just fine.
Didn't her husband make a comment or two about that?
Yeah, he did. He did. He said that others in the hospital at the same time in the ICU were not doing as well as she was. And his belief was that the program, that longevity program, really helped her turn around so quickly.
Well, you know, Jerry, for as long as I've known you, almost 22 years, you have always referred to longevity as the ultimate
preventive medicine clinic. Yeah,
that's right. And so this is what we do. This is what you do. This is what our doctors do, is help people build their immune system, get strong, vital,
strong,
have you.
Fast, lean, smart, and sexy.
Yeah.
After 22 years, you've got to have that down.
Now, you know, I mean, I don't know all the details in this case, right?
But well, sure, all I do know is that
she, you know, she got the pneumonia. She was in the ICU. She did get remdesivir. She was out of there in 6 days.
Well, and last time I saw the count, we've had a total of, what, 13 people or so?
Yes, that is correct.
You know, I mean, we've got 13,000, 14,000 patients.
Yeah.
And, I'm sorry, 1,300 patients.
Yeah,
not 1,000. But 13 out of that, so about 1% of our patient population has gotten sick, but it has been, by and large, very mild illnesses.
So,
most
of
our people, they turn positive, they get a few minor symptoms, and they're out running around again.
So they are smaller numbers than the national averages. And given the fact that our patient population age group is in the high risk.
Yeah, that's important to note.
Yes.
We have older people.
Yes, we do.
And you know, we do not have very many that have been hospitalized at all.
That is correct. She's the one, and actually there was one other that I know of. So there's two that I know of the 13 that needed to be hospitalized. Both of them are out.
Yeah.
Well, there is a reason for that, in my opinion. I think it's quite logical. Statistics don't often lie. The bottom line is this is just another good reason for you to consider becoming a patient at Longevity. We are still, here it is, 2021, we are still going to continue on with our free health analysis appointments. And yes, I know a lot of you are wondering if we are going to still give away the $100 of free supplements. At least for the time being, yes, we are. You not only get the two free tests here, the blood test and the special in-body, but we're giving $100 of free longevity supplements just for coming in. If you don't measure, you don't know. So, hey, we're going to measure for you. It's easy to do. You make your own appointment at lmclinic.com. If the first of the year is not a good time for you to consider being a patient at Longevity, I don't know when is. lmclinic.com is how you make your own appointment. Easy to do. Or you can call us at 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. I hope you'll do that. Let's make 2021 a really, really good year for you. All right, let's go to some calls.
Now, let's go to Kentucky and talk with Kelly. Welcome, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
We're doing well.
Can you hear? Can you guys hear me okay?
We do.
hey, my wife and I are patients of yours. We've been patients of yours for probably 12 years or so. I got a couple simple questions for you, probably more. Number one, I take the Red East Rice with CoQ10. I used to take quite a bit of Red East Rice, and that really did drop my cholesterol way down too far. Over the years, I've kind of backed off on it. But you guys, or Dr. Mixon, you were saying something about the CoQ10 doesn't really do any good for you. And so I'm thinking, unless you take it with something else, so I'm thinking, if I just take the Red East Rice by itself, it's cheaper anyway than taking but you're saying I have to take something else for the CoQ10.
Okay. Well, it depends on what your diet is like. Coenzyme Q10 is lowered by the statins. And the red yeast rice does have a statin-like effect. In fact, that's where the statins were discovered, where they found the thing that was lowering the statins or the lowering the cholesterol when people were taking red yeast rice was indeed a compound called lovastatin. And so they just learned to make it in the laboratory and sell it at an outrageously high price. And that's where the whole statin industry came from. But lovastatin does lower CoQ10 levels. Now, CoQ10 works in the mitochondria, in those little energy factories within your cell. And those mitochondria produce the energy to keep you alive and moving. And so that was why we worry about dropping CoQ10 levels, especially in people with cardiac disease, because you can end up in congestive heart failure if your CoQ10 gets too low. But in order to get the CoQ10 into the mitochondria, though, it takes a cofactor. and that's called carnitine. Now, carnitine, just as the name would tell you, as in carnivore, right, it's found in meat. Okay. So people who have enough animal protein in their diet, people who have enough carnitine, they absorb the CoQ10 quite nicely. Okay. But in lots of older people, especially older people that are trying to control their weight, they decrease their food, and especially vegans and vegetarians often have not enough carnitine in their diet. They are not carnivores, so they don't get much carnitine. For them, the CoQ10 doesn't get into the mitochondria effectively. So when I prescribe CoQ10, I often prescribe it with acetyl L-carnitine. And the reason I use the acetylated form of L-carnitine is because that form gets into the brain most effectively. And my philosophy has always been, if the brain don't work, the rest don't matter. So...
And the advantage of taking the red yeast rice with the CoQ10 is you get it all in one pill and you don't have to take several pills.
Precisely.
I got you. So should I take phenyl-L-carnitine? I mean, I eat meat and I take a protein supplement.
Yeah, you know, if you're got adequate meat in your diet, you're probably getting plenty of carnitine. I take acetyl-L-carnitine twice a day with my CoQ10. You know, I have two pill trays. I have a white one for the morning and a blue one for night. And every week I take a few minutes and I load the whole family's supplements. And my morning one is in one drawer and my evening one is in the next drawer, you know. So when I get up in the morning and shave, I take the pills out of Saturday for the morning. And tonight I'll take it out of the blue. I have CoQ10 and acetyl-L-carnitine in both trays. You know, along with all my other stuff.
Okay. Thank you very much. You guys had a great weekend.
Well, we've got about a quarter hour left in our first hour, but don't forget, we have 2 hours here, and we've got a total of 4 hours every Saturday. And so I just want to remind you, we start at 8 o'clock, and we go until noon every Saturday. But if you want to know where we are every Saturday, each hour, you just simply go to our website, lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com. Push the podcast button at the top right-hand side of the page. And when you do that, a drop-down will come, and you'll see where we are for each hour and the station, time, all that sort of jazz. So it's easy to do. lmclinic.com, push the podcast button, top right-hand side of the page. And you not only get the schedule for where we are for all 4 hours, but you'll also have access to all of our previous hours, all of our previous Saturdays, all 4 hour each Saturday for months and months and months. I think we even go back years. So that's easy to do. That's at lmclinic.com. Push the podcast button, and there you go. All right, we need to take a break, and we'll be back.
If you or someone you love is struggling with memory issues, find out about Longevity Memory. Call Longevity right now to schedule your memory consultation evaluation. 425-654-0258.
That's 425-654-0258.
Did you know coffee is the number two commodity in the world, only behind oil is number one? That's right. And with everyone staying at home as much as we are right now due to the pandemic, people are drinking more coffee than ever before. And Kamano Island Coffee is the very best of the very best. Organic Arabica beans, fairly traded, of course, grown at high altitudes and in the shade, which makes all the difference in the world. With incredibly low acidity and flavor that is simply outstanding. And here's a special longevity offer for you. If you consider yourself a coffee connoisseur, or you simply want the very best cup of coffee available, try a full pound of Kamano Island coffee for 99 cents. That's right, just 99 cents. You will taste the difference in your very first cup. A full pound for only 99 cents. Simply go to CamanoIslandCoffee.com/longevity. CamanoIslandCoffee.com/longevity.
This is Carolyn. In our 60s, my husband and I were struggling with libido. And I've always called him Dudley Do-Right because he's such a good guy. But since longevity, now I'm calling him Studley Do-Right.
April love is for the very young. Every star's a wishing star that shines for you.
Pat Boone is such a good guy. And even though I'm not sure I agree with the words of April Love, because it can be for the elderly too, believe me. Oh, believe me. But the really fun thing about Pat is, maybe you don't know this, in the 1950s, Pat had 41 hits. 41, you know, that made the top 50. Elvis only had 40. But that was the 50s. And then in the 60s, I think Pat had like another 20 or one. But then, of course, Elvis went to the moon, and then the Beatles and what have you. But Pat kept on singing and recording. And it was just pointed out in some big Hollywood thing announcement that Pat is the all-time most recorded singer of all times. Over 2,500 songs that he has recorded. Many of them he wrote himself. And Bing Crosby hit 2,300. And I think Frank Sinatra did like 1,800 or 1,900. But anyway, Pat Boone, good guy. And with that in mind, we've got some people to talk to. So let's take some calls right now. Okay, let us go to John in Spanaway. John, welcome to Leading Edge Medicine.
Well, thank you. Hey, just got a had a chat with my urologist. He had ran a test on my testosterone and others. He said my testosterone was too high. I get a copy of the test, and it said mine read 8.0, and the range was 6.6. to 18, so I don't know how that got high. But then he said that and the test shows that on estrogens, they call it sexualized estrogens. I have 139 on Extron. I've never heard of it. And and it says on the test that's real high.
It is.
139.
It is. Yeah.
So how do you get that down?
Well, a couple of things. Let's start with that testosterone, okay? He's using age-normed values, and he's saying for an old man, your levels are higher than he would normally expect an older guy to be. You're well, yes. You're well below where we carry our old men. All right.
Okay.
On that lab range, most of our guys would be running 12 to 15. so we have a different goal there.
Did that translate into, he said, Mama, something to do with testosterone read almost 800. Well, how does 8.0 translate into almost 800?
Okay. Yeah. Well, there are two different sets of units done by different laboratories as their normative values.
Okay.
Okay. We normally measure our labs in nanograms per deciliter. And so in our lab, a normal free testosterone would be, you know, anywhere from 55 to 210, and we try to run ours 150 to 180. The total testosterone normal in nanograms per deciliter can run anywhere from 300 to about 1,200 for a total, and we're usually shooting for around 800 or so. So it's...
Okay.
It's a matter of what units that lab is using.
I think there still may be some confusion here, though, going back to what his doctor said on his test. Yeah.
8 would not be high.
Yeah.
Eight is at the bottom range of the, quote, normal range, and it's much lower than we carry our patients. The thing that concerns me is, why is your estrone so high?
Yes.
Okay. The primary human estrogen is called estradiol. And older men, especially men that have more abdominal fat than they're supposed to have an enzyme in abdominal fat that converts testosterone into estrogens. And so many older men will have high estrogen and low testosterone, in part because their fat is turning their testosterone into estrogen. And so the cures for that, of course, are to get rid of the fat, raise the testosterone, and if we have to, use an aromatase inhibitor to block the conversion of testosterone into estrogen. And so we take all of those approaches, of course. We want to raise testosterone, lower estrogens, and get you down into a healthy male range.
He's wanting me to take something called Arimidex or something.
Yeah, you're right. Arimidex is an aromatase inhibitor. And it's only approved, really, for treatment of breast cancer. But we use low doses of it to lower men's estrogen quite nicely. So it depends.
Well, that's what he's doing. It's a half a tablet every other day.
Yeah, and that's not a bad... Yeah, and that's not a bad dose to start with.
But I should raise my testosterone, huh?
Well, two things, though. When you take the aromatase inhibitor, you're going to be able to convert less of your testosterone into estrogen. And so the testosterone will probably start to rise. And the question is, how high is it going to rise? At your age, you're probably not making testosterone very efficiently, so we, you know, may need to supplement it, but once more, one step at a time.
Okay, doctor. Thank you very much. You do a
you're
fantastic
welcome.
Job, brother. Okay.
All right. Take care, sir. Bye-bye.
Let's go to John in Auburn. John, welcome to the show.
Howdy, howdy, gentlemen.
Hey.
My wife is just beginning to lose her hair.
Uh-huh.
And for economic reasons, I'd like to begin with minoxidil.
Okay.
Can you give me any guidance on that? You know, mm-hmm. I see there's two different formulas on the market, one 5%
yep.
and one 2%. The
precisely.
2% being for women. But is the...
The 5% works better.
Suitable for women?
The 5% works better. As an over-the-counter preparation, they made a 2% and a 5%. The reality is most doctors who make the recommendation use the 5% for everybody. Okay, so you get a little better result. Minoxidil actually works better for women than it does for men. And it's about 30% effective in men and about 40% effective in women. So if it was my wife, I'd start with 5% and give it a shot. Now, you've got about a 60% chance it's not going to help. But, you know, it's better at slowing the loss than it is at growing new hair. And that's the primary reason we use it with our people, is to slow loss.
But it's only one of four or five things that we do.
Yes. We do the deep PRP injections first. Well, I guess we start with the diode lasers,
that's
and
right.
that's to improve the blood supply.
Exactly.
And then we'll do the deep PRP, and then we do a series of microneedling with PRP to get the more superficial stimulation of growth factors. But we also use minoxidil and ketoconazole. Minoxidil goes on daily at bedtime. The ketoconazole we use as a shampoo. And you can buy the ketoconazole over the counter as a 1%. Or you can get a prescription for the 2%. But that's another do-it-yourself option that works sometimes. And, you know, we use it along with the other things.
I would guess one of the, perhaps a basic thing to do first would be to check the woman's hormones. Mm-hmm. Would that be necessary, or?
Well, depends. When necessary is, you know, necessary by whose standards? We check it in everybody. For us, you know, if they've got low hormone levels, if they've got low estradiol, or they've got an androgen excess.
But that's for our patients.
That's right.
That's for our medical patients. Mm-hmm. For the hair loss, a lot of times they'll tell me they've already seen a dermatologist, which helps me a great deal, actually, because the dermatologists have nothing more to offer.
Yep.
But I will get a pathology report. I'll get labs that have been drawn. And that really helps me because we ask a detailed questionnaire separate for our medical and for our hair. And in the hair consultation, we have an extensive questionnaire. That's why I sit in on the consults, because I want to know what else is going on with your health so we can give you some realistic expectations. You know, if you have autoimmune diseases or thyroid issues or stress issues, we want to be able to address those because that may interfere with your results. And it may affect how frequently you need to come back to see us, because you may need touch-ups more frequently. So we discuss all of that, but that is important to know. So if hair loss is a concern and you don't know what type of hair loss she's having, then go see a dermatologist. Let them take a look and find out what is going on. And if there's nothing that they can treat and you're thinking, okay, well, what can I do? Then certainly go ahead and try these over-the-counter things.
Yep. Our ideal, of course, is we'd like you to come see us and let us do, you know, a more comprehensive program.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if there's nothing else anybody can offer, then the protocol that we have developed is one of the most comprehensive available. I've spoken to so many other medical providers that offer similar things, but nothing as comprehensive as we are doing. We want you to succeed. We want better results for you, and we're there to hold your hand through it.
So. Answer your question, sir.
What? Yes.
Yes.
If I might ask one final one. What hormone deficiency is more likely to contribute to hair loss?
Estradiol.
Estradiol.
I mean, by age 50, when about the same time women stop menstruating, is when most women are starting to notice significant hair loss. And it's and it's a global loss of hormones, and they often end up with an androgen excess. Their adrenal glands are still producing dehydroepiandrosterone, which is being converted to testosterone, but their estradiol and progesterone levels are very, very low. And that's why they stop having periods. And at that same time, they may get an androgenic hair loss. They get the same pattern of baldness developing that men get. Because they're out of balance.
Yes, she's going to look like Bernie Sanders if we're not careful.
Well, then let's fix
it.
Thank
you very much.
I mean, let's not let that happen. Get her in and let us help.
Thank you, John. Appreciate
the
call.
Well, we've had some pretty interesting calls today, and I love, Jerry, what you did on talking about diets and the in-body and all the interesting things you started this hour off with. But I've got to say, we need to say goodbye for this hour. But we're going to have the top of the hour break, and we'll be back for hour number two of Leading Edge Medicine. Hey, and when we come back, I'm going to ask Jerry a question about oxytocin. He hasn't talked about that for a whole long time, and so we'll do that when he comes back at the beginning of hour number two. In the meantime, let me quickly say, before we have to end this first hour, if you want one of our free health analysis appointments, we hope you'll snag one of those on our website at lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com, right on our homepage. Easy, easy to do. You just go to lmclinic.com, right on the homepage. Click the schedule an appointment button. It'll be obvious there. And you can make an appointment at any one of our three clinics, Tacoma, Linwood, or Kirkland. It's super easy to do. And don't forget, at least through the end of the year, we're still offering $100 of free longevity supplements. Kind of a teaser for you, but you'll be glad you did. You'll be glad you had these two free tests and the free supplements. So, lmclinic.com. Or to make an appointment over the phone, Call us during the week at 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. Don't forget, hour number two is coming up after a few things we've got to do at the top of the hour. We'll be back.